Science and Technology. Bionics. Best foot forward. People can now control robotic leg prostheses with their brains alone.
Before Hugh Herr became a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, he was a promising rock climber. But after being trapped in a blizzard during a climb at age 17, he lost both his legs below the knee to frostbite. Since then, he has worked on creating prosthetic legs that would work and feel like the real thing. He appears to have succeeded. In an article published on July 1st in Nature Medicine, Dr. Herr and his team at MIT describe seven people with below-the-knee amputations who can now walk normally with the help of surgery and new robotic prostheses. For the first time, Dr. Herr says, people have been able to walk with bionic legs, mechanical prostheses that mimic their biological counterparts that can be fully controlled by their brains. As the most important muscles in an intact leg come in pairs, so that one muscle can stretch while the other contracts, the hamstrings and the quadriceps are one such agonist-antagonist pair. The goal of Dr. Herr's procedure was to replicate this structure in those who had undergone amputations. The surgery, therefore, involved stitching together the ends of two sets of leg muscles in the remaining part of the participant's legs. Each of these new connections forms a so-called agonist-antagonist myoneural interface, or AMI. This, in effect, replicates the mechanisms necessary for movement, as well as the perception of the limb's position in space. Traditional amputations, in contrast, create no such pairings in place of the ones removed. Dr. Herr's team then gave each of the participants a battery-powered prosthesis developed in their lab, along with a small electrical controller. The prosthesis was connected to the AMI by electrodes on the skin, such that the controller could pick up the AMI muscle movements and translate them to movement in the prosthesis. Once the robotic leg was linked to the AMI, nerve signals travelling from the brain to the muscles and back allowed the participants to have full control of their new legs. Though prosthetics controlled by nerve signals have been designed before, these were typically only controlled by the participants' brains during certain movements, such as when the foot was off the ground in the swing phase of walking. But in the latest study, the participants were in charge at all times. No previous study was able to show this level of brain control, says Dr. Herr. Nor was any previous study able to show such spectacular results. People with the AMI-linked robotic leg increased their walking speed by 41% compared with people who used the same prosthetic but had received a below-the-knee amputation without an AMI. That gave them equivalent performance to people with intact legs. They were also able to walk up and down stairs and navigate slopes and obstacles, which meant they could adapt to different terrains between 32% and 43% faster than those with standard amputations. AMIs can bring benefits even without a fancy bionic limb. Many people with amputations feel a phantom limb, a sort of ghostly remnant of their lost leg, which can be uncomfortable. Dr. Herr has previously described his own experience as feeling like his feet were stuck in hard ski boots. More than 50 people have received AMI since 2016, and at least one study reported a reduction in the pain and discomfort associated with phantom limbs. Those benefits may mean it becomes the standard way to perform amputations, says Adam Stokes from the University of Edinburgh, who was not involved with the work. Stanisha Raspopovich from ETH Zurich, who was also not involved, adds that Dr. Herr's promising and beautiful approach could be the end goal for below-the-knee amputations. But it remains to be seen if it could achieve similar results for people with amputations involving knees or upper body limbs. Nor will everyone be able to get the AMIs they need. Decades after his amputation, Dr. Herr has only enough muscle mass to construct an AMI for a robotic ankle, but not a whole robotic foot. He says he is considering it regardless. Even if he cannot get the full effect, it may prove a sensible step.